You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. Right now, you can lease a 2017 Blue Cruise from only $138 bi-weekly at Lakewood Chev. Let's talk some CFL as CFL training camps officially get going on Sunday. Medicals are tomorrow, but then they'll be on the field on Sunday. Matt Shineni from TSN joins us. Matt, Ottawa is an interesting team, of course, where they are at. How do you view the defending champs with their quarterback and positioning and everything else? What do you make of them?
You know, Jason, good to talk to you. The fact is, when you look at what the Red Blacks have ahead of them, and they host the Grey Cup this year and beautiful TD Place, and we all can't wait for that Grey Cup week because it's going to be centralized in the Glebe area, the Lansdowne area, and it's all great and so much celebration. I got to be honest with you. I don't want to be Trevor Harris. This is a guy who, if you look at the numbers, Jason, not only was he the highest scoring quarterback in 2015, he was the most efficient quarterback last season, and he ended both seasons on the bench. Hold by Scott Milanovich in 2015 after a few tough performances, throwing a few interceptions, and the Argos actually went to a injured Ricky Ray to end their season. And then last year he has one bad half and Henry Burris comes in. Now, whatever happens to Trevor Harris this season, Rick Campbell doesn't have a safety blanket. It's Trevor Harris or bust. So if anybody has if there's one player in the entire CFL that has the most pressure on him, it's Trevor Harris, because his contract and Henry Burris' contract, given the money they were both set to make in 2017, basically meant that Marcel Desjardins had a choice. Either you keep Trevor Harris or you let Trevor Harris go and you keep Henry Burris, or vice versa. They basically, I'm not going to say pushed Henry Burris into retirement, but you could see that it was probably suggested to Henry somewhere down the line that this was now going to be Trevor's team. He went out, you know, in a blaze of glory in the Grey Cup in Toronto. But if you're Trevor Harris, doesn't matter what the numbers are, if you can't lead the Red Blacks to at least make a push towards that host Grey Cup that they have at TD Place, it's going to be a tough 2017 for you.
From afar, what do you see for the Eskimos in 2017?
I think, you know, I had a chance to speak to Mike Riley over the summer, and he was obviously disappointed not having Darrell Walker there anymore, and but I think he's excited the way he put it to me, because of all the possibilities with some of the new faces they were bringing in. Obviously Brandon Zylstra and what he did in the East Final in the snow was a bright spot for the Eskimos, but defensively it is going to, I think, be interesting to see what happens on the back end. There were obviously questions about Mike Benavides' defense at certain points throughout the season last year. Those might have been glossed over had the Eskimos completed the comeback in the East Final and gotten to the Grey Cup. But this really, I think, has to do with their defense. Offensively, I think they're going to be fine. I think you see consistency, as you always do, out of a Darius Bowman. I think Mike Riley, notwithstanding all the bumps and bruises he's going to take, is still among the top two or three quarterbacks in the league when he's on and not injured. But Brock Sutherland now, it'll be interesting to see some of the bodies that maybe he brought in last minute, being the GM, and how some of Ed Hervey's old guard, how they mesh with maybe the philosophy that Brock Sutherland and Jason Moss have together. So I think the Eskimos are still primed to push the Stampeders in the West, and it's going to be tough in the West, because there's, you look at all the teams, you look at Winnipeg, you look at Calgary, BC, obviously the Riders as well. Everyone has a positive, but a few injuries, a few players not playing consistently, and you can see a gap developing pretty quickly. I think the West will be more hotly contested than the East this year.
Well, Saskatchewan is the interesting team for me, because Calgary, not a lot of people expect them to drop back, same as Edmonton. You know, BC and Winnipeg are likely one of those teams is going to have, somebody's got to drop back if Saskatchewan is going to jump up. And Saskatchewan right now, like Kevin Glenn can be an effective quarterback. I don't think you can ever win long-term with Kevin Glenn. What do you make of Vince Young at 34 years of age, hasn't played in a long time? And I even though they have Kevin Glenn, do you not expect them to give Vince Young every opportunity to be the starter?
Well, let me put it to you this way, Jason. And this is not an attack on Chris Jones or John Murphy, who have the great cuffs to shut me up at any moment. But not unless Vince Young, and if you put Vince Young in, and he, I won't say embarrasses himself, but makes that long layoff that he's had, given personal reasons and all and the like, and he doesn't make himself look good, he is going to make the Riders the biggest, let's just say it, most profitable brand in the CFL look like a joke. I'm flabbergasted by the Vince Young move. I don't see what positives you get out of it if you're the Ruck Riders. I think Kevin Glenn, yeah, you don't win with Kevin Glenn. You stay consistent with Kevin Glenn. We saw that over the last 3-4 years, wherever he's been, BC, Montreal, and everywhere in between, Calgary. But if at any point Chris Jones has to put in Vince Young, who really hasn't done anything of any substance for the last six and a half years, and I don't know, is he using the Wide Riders training camp as a weight training course for him to get back underweight? This is not the Vince Young that we saw at Texas. This is not the Vince Young who ran over USC in the Rose Bowl. I mean, those days are gone. This is a guy who is trying to salvage something of his career, make some kind of paycheck. I don't know, for the love of the game or what. He has tremendous representation around him in Lee Steinberg, who's represented some of the great quarterbacks, Troy Aikman, Steve Young. But if the Riders have to go to Vince Young at any point, a guy who's never played in the CFL, who never sniffed at the CFL, and maybe he has a good half, maybe he has a good game, but that undersells what this league is, undersells what the guys like Mike Riley, Zach Caleros, Ricky Ray can do in this league. Vince Young is going to have to come out and dominate this league. And if anyone expects a guy who hasn't played in 6.5 years to come out and dominate the CFL, when he looks like he's still kind of adjusting to his own aging body, I think they're fooling themselves. And I hope for the Riders' sake and for Chris Jones and John Murphy that this wasn't just a massive flop of a PR stunt.
Looking at Winnipeg, who, they were off to a brutal start, then they got Matt Nichols and turned everything around. I see Matt Nichols, and I'll give him credit. He played way better than I thought he was capable of from what I'd seen in Edmonton. Do you think he can maintain what he did last year in Winnipeg?
He has to, and I think we can all read in between the lines what you mean, Jason. I mean, he's a game manager. I mean, that's been the knock on Matt Nichols. I was there the game when they faced the Red Blacks. I was covering from the sidelines in Winnipeg. He threw, I believe, 3 interceptions in the first half. I think Matt Nichols has a lot to prove because I think there are tremendous pieces in Winnipeg. I think Mike O'Shea has done a tremendous job. I think Kyle Walters has done a tremendous job to finally exercise the ghost of Joe Mack, the former GM, in actually getting American and Canadian depth. But it's all on Matt Nichols. This is, and to bridge it back to the Vince Young point, this is a quarterback-driven league. You can't fool defenses in this league. You're not gonna win in the CFL with a defense. You're gonna win, and you're not gonna win with a game manager. I'm not gonna say that Kevin Glenn's a game manager, but you kind of see the limitations of incapabilities that Kevin Glenn has when it gets down the stretch in some of the bigger games, especially I think of a Grey Cup back in 2012. Matt Nichols has to shake that. He still can. I think he still has a lot of football in him. It's a tremendous story after what happened to him at the Rogers Center back in 2012 and all the other issues he dealt with his knee and concussions. But this is his time. And he has to go ahead and prove to Mike O'Shea and Kyle Walters that all their hard work in building a team around him hasn't gone for naught.
Matt, great to catch up with you. We'll talk to you a lot throughout the season. Enjoy the opening week of training camp across the CFL.
Take care, boys.